Okay, the next parak we're up to here is Tehillim Parak Ayin Ches. This is a long parak, goes through a lot of Jewish history relating to Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf and all the times that we complained in the desert and Mislonein and the Mon and everything Hashem did for us, the ups and the downs, all the way till Malchus Beis David, right? All the way till Malchus Beis David from Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the purpose of this long parak? So the Malbim, Rav Hirsch, both weigh in. The Malbim says is to be mechazek and prove that the destiny of Klal Yisrael is Malchus Beis David, which is really the whole point of the Sefer Divrei Hayamim, as we learn together. But says the Malbim right here, Hamishower Kivein Bidvarav Lahachzik. Malchus Beis David, there's Beis Hamikdash Hasherbana. To be Mechazik Malchus Beis David and the Beis Hamikdash that that Shlomo, but his family built. Neged Malchus Ephraim, mentioned in this parak, is some other Shvatim that tried to usurp or tried to be leaders. Malchus Ephraim, v'neged Chaya HaMishkan Omid Bechelko. The Mishkan Shiloh was in Ephraim, Kamachikot B'Sof Tvarav, as it says in the end of the parak, Vayimas Ba'ol Yosef, V'siper Kol Koros Yisrael, Be'is Seisom Yimisrayim and Melok David. So all the happenings of Klal Yisrael go from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Malchus Beis David, Lomar to teach me, Shagam Shehayu Adoros Machisim, even though there were some generations, went up, went down, we sinned, Yada Hashem Kiyakim David, Dor Kilvavo Yiru Yichum Musar. There will come a door that will be Zochet to David HaMelech, to a Beis HaMikdash. Right, and this is a review of that. V'chiyakum Melech Shiehu V'HaMikdash Asher Yivne Malech Shlemus HaKlali. And when there's Shlemus and when we have a Beis HaMikdash, V'tachlis V'acharis V'tikva L'doros HaBoim Ad Eis Kates. So this parak is about Jewish history having a destiny. But first, also, we have to recognize the Yad Hashem throughout history. The pasuk says, Binu Shnos Dor Vador. We have to look at history and look at the Yad Hashem behind history. Says Rav Hirsch, this parak proclaims a truth which all of Israel should take to heart for all times to come. Namely, that it is an essential part of our loyalty to God and a basic prerequisite for our welfare as a nation to remain ever mindful of our historical origin, of our historic purpose as a nation, and of the demonstrations of God's sovereignty, which we have witnessed in the course of our history. Meaning we have to live in the three realms, past, present, and future. That's what we mentioned. The Shemana Tov says Pshat on the Medrash in Parshas Emor, where the Medrash says that each one of the Dalan Minim is connected a different body part of ours. The Lulav is the spine, and the Hadassim are the eyes, the Aravos are the lips, and the Esrog is the heart. So three out of four are exactly parallel. There's one Esrog and one heart, and one spine and one Lulav, and two Aravos and two lips. But there are three Hadassim and only two eyes. So where do we get the third eye? So he says, a Jew lives in past, present, and future. We need to live in the past and learn from the past to make the most of the present in order to prepare properly for the future. And that's what this parak is about. This parak is about look at history, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine hand. Every historic event, says Rav Hirsch, of our past has far more than factual significance. It is the task of each and every generation of Jews to hand down to posterity the historic traditions they have received from their fathers, so that even the generations of the remotest future may always be mindful of Israel's eternal mission. And then he talks about exactly some of the details of the parak, but that's what this is about. We're not going to read every pasuk in this long parak, but this is a review. Maskilud Alasaf, we'll read some, we'll pick out. Again, there are many Mamori Chazal based on various psukim in our parak. So again, we're in the Asaf Prakim. Maskil Asaf. Ha'azina Ami Torah Si. Listen to my Torah. Hatu Azdachem Le'imrei Fi. Listen, open up your ears and turn your ears to Imrei Fi. So some say, maybe Torah is the Torah and Imrei Fi, my Mamaros, Basar Mamaros Nivra Ha'olam, the world. Meaning look in the Torah and look at the world to be able to see me. Right? That's what the Rambam also says about Avas Hashem. Remember the two different, ways of getting to Avas Hashem, the Rambam says, in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam focuses on Torah. And in Yisodia Torah, in the second parak, the Rambam says, looking at the world, to lead to Avas Hashem and to Yiras Hashem. So maybe that's an allusion here, Hatu Ami Torah Si, and Imre Fi, allusion to the Ma'amaros, an allusion to the world. Continuing, Eftecha b'mashal pi, I will open up a mashal, meaning a model. Look at the world, and that would be a model. What we have heard and our forefathers have told us. We will not hold back from even the future generations. We have to tell them. We have to tell them all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done in history. And the great wonders that he did. Give this over. Right, he gave us the Torah. He gave us eduyos lahodiyam lebneiem. So much of an emphasis to give over to the generations. Laman yedu dara charon banim yivaledu. Right, so all the future generations. This is the concept of mesorah, the concept of giving over the tradition, not just the laws, but the lives. And it's known as the Sibri Tzitz Mitzrayim on Pesach, but really it's the whole machus of who we are is a mesorah and giving it over to the next generation. And knowing where we came from and knowing where we're going to. So if you think about every Amidah, every Shemoneh Esrei that we have, that's a little injection of this message. Right? We know that many say that tefillah is not just about asking Hashem for things, but really reigniting our own fire and adding energy, right? We're on low battery every couple of hours, so we plug ourselves in every Shemoneh Esrei. And what do we talk about? Elokei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We talk about the past and we talk about the future. Yerushalayim Ircha Samach David. We talk about all different tenses. Every time we daven, we're supposed to realize the messages. V'yasimu be'lohem kislam and put bitachon in Hashem. V'lo yishkuchu ma'alei keil. Don't forget what Hashem has done. U'mitzvos avin soru. V'lo yiyaka avosam dar sora mora. Don't be like your forefathers. A rebellious door. Which door is this talking about? Dor lo heichin libo v'lo nemna eskel rucho. Who wasn't loyal to Hashem's ruach. So there are various examples mentioned. B'nei Ephraim. Noshke Rome Keshes, the Bnei Ephraim who had arrows, Havchu B'yom Krav, they were turned back, B'yom Krav. Who is this referring to? So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, maybe this is the Bnei Ephraim who left Mitzrayim early. They miscalculated, right, a couple of years earlier, they thought 400 years from an earlier date, and they left, so maybe it's talking about the Bnei Ephraim that left Lifnei Haketz. The Radak assumes that this is talking about later. It's Psukim Haboy Mochichim says the Radak Achaytis Mitzrayim. He assumes this is after Yitzias Mitzrayim. That it's those that saw Niflaos and forgot them. Right? What does the previous pasuk say? Velo Yishkachum Alekel. Though right in Mitzrayim they hadn't seen the Nisim yet. So the Radak assumes that this is talking about some later date. The Eben Ezra thinks that this is talking about the days of Shiloh. Which the pasuk will mention explicitly a little later. They didn't guard the covenant of Hashem and they didn't follow the Torah. And they didn't see his hand in history. Hashem did plaos. This is the Radak, right? That they forgot this, but if it was talking about Imis Ryan, this didn't happen yet. This must be a later event. Bakayam vayavirim Hashem split the sea. Vayatsi mayim kimoni. Vayanchim be'anan yomam. And he gave the cloud in the midbar, the amun anan, v'chalalayla bar esh. Yivakat surim ba'midbar, and he opened up rocks in the desert. Vayashkitomos rabbah. And he gave water, as we know, the be'er. Vayotzi nozlimisala vayor kanoris mamim. Tons of water, from the rocks. Vayasifu olach dolo. And yet, we did not learn the message of Hashem's taking care of us. We sin more. Lamros Elyon Batzia, to rebel against Hashem. V'yanasu Kel Bilvavam, and we tested Hashem. Right? These are Lashonos from Sefer Bamidbar. Lishal Ochel Anafsham. We tested Hashem to ask for food. What do you mean we tested? We didn't ask properly. Right? We didn't ask properly. If we would have just said, Hashem, please, if possible, we complained. Right? We said, oh, we remember the good times in Mitzrayim. V'yadabru Belokim. Amru Hayuchal Kel Laruch Shulcham Bamidbar. And they said, could Hashem really set a table and give us bread? Right? We were chutzpahdik. Hein hikat survey azuba mayim. Right? Hashem, brought us water. Unachalam ishtofu hagam lechem yuchal says, can he bring bread? Yim yachin she'er la'amo. Is it possible? Lachin sham Hashem heard this by Yisabar and he was very angry. Ve'ishnis kabi Yaakov. Yeah, he gave them, but because the way that they asked, V'gam af Allah b'Yisrael, ki lo ha'aminu be'elokim, they did not trust him, v'lo badchu b'Yeshuaso. After all the Yeshua, everything that he had taken them through, and they still after Mamad Har Sinai, after Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of them. Vayitzav Shechakim Mimal, and he commanded from the heavens, Vidal Sei Shamayim Pasach, he said to open the heaven doors. Vayamtir Aleim Man Le'echol. And Hashem gave them the man. Utagan Shamayim Nasan Lamo. Bread from heaven. Right, big discussion. What bracha did they make on the man? Hamotzi Lechem and Hashamayim. Was there a bracha on the man? This is the again much to talk about. Right? We know the man is one of the three reasons we cover the challahs on Shabbos. One, so that the challah, so to speak, is not embarrassed. The Rishonim quote, because they were supposed to make a bori hamotzi first, but because we're going to make a bori pragafin, so we cover the challah again. Obviously, to teach us midos. Number one, number two, so that everything is brought to the table of Kavod Shabbos. It's as if the food is not on the table yet. Once we make Kiddush, then now we bring everything to Kavod Shabbos. And number three, because the man was covered above and below. It was in a nice, neat package, so it wouldn't get sandy. So too, we cover the challahs above and below, zecher to the man. According to that, maybe you should even cover the challahs through the time that you say Hamotzi, Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, maybe even by Shalosh Shudas, because by Shalosh Shudas there is no Kiddush, but still, maybe zecher to the man to have it covered. But Hashem gave us the man. And what is the man called? Here's the pasuk. Lechem abirim achal ish. The lechem of abirim, of the strong ones, achal ish. Men ate lechem abirim. What does that lechem abirim mean? So the Gemara in Yuma has 2 days. Rashi quotes them here. Lechem abirim lachmam shel malachim. Number one, angel bread. Right? It's from heaven. Angel bread. Lachmam shel malachim. Davar acher abirim evarim. Bread of the limbs. Shahaya nivla b'chal ha'evarim. The bread was absorbed, the man was absorbed in our limbs. V'lo ha'yotzrichim l'nekvim. There was no waste, right? There was no bathroom that was caused by the, that was needed by the man. There was no waste product. It all was absorbed. That was lechem abirim. Lechem abirim from the word evarim. Lechem abirim achal ish. Seida shalach lahem lasova. And Hashem sent them plenty. Seida, even the meat, so they complained about it, and Hashem sent them. And again, the man was one of the messages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care. Don't worry, right? That's why also the bottle of man was put away with the Aron. That's what the later Nevi'im picked up and said, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take care of you. Hashem took care of millions of Jews in the desert and without any stores nearby. That's the man. So Yasa Kadim Bashamayim. Now we continue now. The Hashem caused winds to blow. Vayinai ba'uzo teman, and he guided them in the south. Vayamtar aleihem ke'afar she'er, and then he brought she'er. She'er is flesh, is meat, is the slav. Ugechol yamim of kanaf, and Hashem sent birds. Vayapel mikerav machaneu savil mishkosav, and they fell all around the camp. Around the camp there was slav, as it's described in Bamidbar. Tons of slav. Vayochlu vayispu ma'od. Right, that's negative to us, right? They ate and they were satiated. Ma'od. What is ma'od? Maybe bordering on achila gasa. Remember, there's the Gemara and the Rishonim talk about two types of achila gasas. One place that is spoken about is in Maseches Nazir. If you remember in Nazir, I think it's on Daf Chav Gimel. Where is it here? Nazir on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara talks about two people who eat Karban Pesach. Shnei bnei Adam shnitzu atzolos b'schayim echad achol l'shem mitzvah v'echol achol l'shem achila gasa. One ate l'shem mitzvah, one ate l'shem achila gasa. And the Gemara says zesh achol l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yalchubam. The one who ate l'shem mitzvah is a tzadik. Zesh achol l'shem achila gasa poshim ikash lubam is called negligent. Says the Gemara, that's a posheya. If you eat it l'shem achila gasa, amr le beish lakish. Hay rasha karis lei nehi delo kavim mitzvah manamuvchar pesach miyakavim. What do you mean? Achila gasa, he ate. He didn't eat l'shem shamayim perfectly, but he ate. So the Gemara gives another pshat. Tosfos asks there, achila gasa from this Gemara sounds like it is an achila, it's just not the best achila. What does the Gemara say in Yuma Daf Pei? If somebody eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur, he's pater, lo shma achila. So Rabbeinu Tam answers, trei inyani achila gasas yesh. There are two types of overeating. One is that you're full, but there's always room for dessert. So that's an achila gasa that is an achila. But the other type of achila gasa is that you can't put another morsel of food in your mouth. And if you do, you're gonna throw it up. You're gonna vomit. So that type of achila gasa is not an achila. So maybe that's what it's referring to here. Either way, we didn't eat, in a measured way. We didn't eat l'shem avodas Hashem. We stuffed ourselves. Vayochlu vayisbu ma'od. Vita'avasam yavilu ha'mashem. Fulfilled their taiva. Lo zaru mita'avasam. right? They didn't owed achlam b'fiyam, and it wasn't even fulfilled, and the food was still in their mouth, as is described in Bamidbar, va'af elokim, Allah b'hem Hashem smote them, v'yaharog b'mishmaneim, and he killed them when they had, at their fattest, b'mishmaneim, u'bachur Yisrael hechriya. Bekalzos, and even after this, the story of Jewish history, Chatu Od. The Radak says, what's Chatu Od? B'dvar Meraglim, u'b'dvar Korach, u'b'dvar Mei Meriva. Right? Oh, the whole history. V'lo ha'aminu b'niflosav. We didn't get the message of Hashem's niflos. V'yachal b'hevel yemeyem. And all of our days were full of nonsense. U'shnosam b'bahala. We were confused spiritually. Im haragam u'derashuhu. V'shavu v'shicharu kel. Right? If we went through tsaris, sometimes we would turn to Hashem. Vayizkru ki elokim suram. So finally, after many tsaris, sometimes we would turn and recognize Hashem is our rock. V'kel elyon go'alam. Hashem will redeem them. Vayifatuhu b'fihem u'bilshonam yechaz v'lo. But sometimes it was all just lip service. Lip service, right? We lied. We said u'bilshonam with our tongue. V'libam lo nachin imo. And our heart wasn't in it. V'lo ne'emu b'vriso. And we weren't ne'em loyal in our bris. What's the next pasuk? The Gemara darshins and Tainus Tafches. So even though we're doing lip service and we're saying it, we don't mean it. It says v'hu rachem yichaper avon. What do you mean? Hashem's going to accept it. So Gemara says there tefilas harabim. Tefilas harabim is mekubo even without kavana. That's what you learn from this pasuk. The Gemara says in the Kamotzi Shal Rav, he quotes from some mafarshim that maybe this is only in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe only in Eretz Yisrael. This is your quotes from Sharei Ora. But Bechutz La'aretz, where there are other mechitzos and mastinim, it's not a local call, then it doesn't get to Shara Shemayim unless there's a full kavana. And he quotes, maybe it's alluded to in the Psukim. The Hefetz Hashem in Dvarim Perek Dalet. Hefetz Hashem Eschem Ba'amim, Hashem will spread you out. Uvikashtem Misham Esalokecha. Misham Esalokecha. You'll seek out Hashem from there in the Chutz La'aretz, Umatzasa, and you'll find him. Only if you have full kavana, because the zchus of Eretz Yisrael and have the tefilas Rav Mekubo there, right, is only in Eretz Yisrael, maybe connected to the Gemara in Har Yosef Gimel, which only Kahal Yisrael is only the Kahal in Eretz Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma has a different shot of tefilas Rabim in this case. The Meshech Chachma, I remember it in Parshas Vayechi on Bacharbi Uvakashti, and the Unkelus translates that as two different types of tefillah. Bacharbi Uvakashti, Bitzlusi Va'usi, the Meshech Chachma, and I think the Brisker Rav says the same idea, says there are two types of tefillahs. There's the formalized text that the Nevi'im made, that Chazal made, that's a cherev, right? And that's just like a cherev. If you touch it to something, it already causes bleeding. So too, the fixed texts have power inherently. Kashti, the keshet, the bow, it depends on how great an archer a person is. The more you pull back, the greater the archer, the more it goes, the farther it goes. That's the personal tefillas. So he says, cherev is the formalized fixed test. Those have power even if we don't fully appreciate. And then he quotes the Gemara in Tainus, and he says maybe that's what tefillah tzibur means. Pirish. Seder hatfilah shu bitzibur af shuhu below kavana miskabeles. Lochein habakasha hachadashi tzrich alias bekavana muflegas. So the Meshech Chachma there in Vayechi suggests maybe Rabim doesn't just mean public, but it means the fixed test. V'hu racham yichaper avon v'lo yashchis. Hashem will always have rachmanis. V'hir b'lo shem apov lo yo'er kol chamas. He won't put all of his anger on us. Ultimately, we'll remember that we're human. Ruach holech v'lo yashuv. We're just temporary. Kama yamru b'midbar, yatzivu b'yishimon. Even though how much we rebelled against him in the midbar, yatzivu, we made him upset, b'yishimon, in the desolate areas. The Malbim says, yamru, or the aver is done, b'mered, rebellious, yatzivu, or just maybe out of taiva. V'yashuvo inasu keel, we tested Hashem again, over and over again. Kosh Yisrael hisfo, lo zacharis yado. We didn't remember his hand, Yom Asher Padam Yinei Sar, that when he took us out. Asher Sam Ben Mitzrayim Ososav, Umov Sab Beseit Soan. He did all the makas. Now we mentioned, I think, 7 out of the 10 makas here, but not the afki in order. So the Mefarshim wonder, what about the order? V'yafok l'dam yorehem, the first one, dam, and then Yishalach Behem Arov, v'yochlem. Arov is before Utzfardeya v'tashchisem, before Utzfardeya. So the Hemek Dava, then it's Siv, and others say, the Malbim, that really Tzfardeya was really part of Arov. Right, he could have just sent Tzfardeya, but Tzfardeya was sent separately because it was a separate makkah. The Nitziv says, no, even in Tzfardeya, it wasn't just frogs, it was also alligators and crocodiles. And those were lethal, right? And those were dangerous. And that's why Arov here, this Arov is part of the Tzfardei Amaka, he thinks. Vayitin lechasil yivulam, then we mention others, right? The Arbe, the Giyam Arbe, Yarug Babarad Gafnam, Vishik Mosam Bachanamel. So different makos that are mentioned that we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this so that we recognize, the Mitzrayim recognize, and we recognize, right, the purpose of the makos. Yishalach bam charon apo, evra vazam vatsara, right, all these words in Pasuk Mem Tes that we darshan in the Haggadah about how many makos there were in Mitzrayim, how many on the Yam. And Hashem took us, nun beis, vayasa katzon amo, vayinayim ke'edir bamidbar. Hashem was our shepherd. And then, Pasuk Nun Hei, Vayigarash Mipneim Goyim, he drove the Goyim out for us, Vayashkin Balaim Shifte Yisrael, and we rebelled against him again, right? Back and forth. Nun Zaches, Vayach Isu Babam Osam. We build Bamas, right now, we're getting later in history. Shamalakim Vayisabar Vayimas Mobi Yisrael, Pasuk Samach Aleph, Vayitosh Mishkan Shiloh, Pasuk Samach, right? Mishkan Shiloh, we had 369 years, and then it was left, Vayitosh. This is the only time in Tanakh where it mentions something about Mishkan Shiloh being destroyed, right? When the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, doesn't say anything. Obviously, the Mishkan was no longer in use. Rav Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer on Kinos, there was a Churban. This is called a Churban also. V'chulu, and many were killed. Vayikatz Kiyashin Hashem. Finally, after we were struck down and we were lowly, Hashem Kaviyachol woke up, Kigibar Mesorim Yoyin, and he punished our enemies, Vayimas Bo'ol Yosef, Ubshevet Ephraim Lo Bachar, Pasuk Samach Zayin, but then Hashem did not choose again the Oel of Yosef or Ephraim, right, referring to the Mishkan, Shiloh, Vayivkar Sheva Yehuda. As Hartzion Asher Ahav, he chose Sheva Yehuda, obviously David HaMelech, Yerushalayim, Pasuk Ayin, Vayivkar B'David Avdo. He chose David. That's the goal of this parak, to realize this is the destiny of the Jewish people when we're Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim and Hashem being our shepherd, Al Yedei David HaMelech, where David HaMelech is our shepherd. Right? Pasuk Ayin Aleph, Me'achar Ha'olos Hevi'o Liros B'Yakov Amo. Hashem brought him from behind the animals he was hiding to shepherd his people. B'Yakov Amo U'B'Yisrael Nachalaso. And Yisrael has Nachala. V'Yir'im Ketom L'Vavo. And according to his perfect heart, he tended to us and he shepherded us. U'B'Tfunos Kapov Yanchem. And in the Tfuna, in the wisdom of his hands, Yanchem, he will continue to lead us. That's Malchus Beis David, and that's Tehillim Perek Ayin Ches.